Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and open up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Today is Wednesday, the 29th. I want to put on the record, two of our members are not with us today. Senator Wissett is with the Ways and Means Tour, and so they are out of the building conducting meetings around the state. Also, Senator Dingfelder called in sick. She actually sounded sick. She's complaining she may have the swine flu. I would explain to her that I don't think she has it, so she shouldn't worry too much. Aaron's here to take notes for her. But with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with our two public hearings. That's all we're going to do today will be the two public hearings. So looking at the bills, I'm going to go ahead and open up House Bill 2276.
Chairman of the Committee, House Bill 2276 comes to you from the request of the Attorney General. It requires the Child Support Division to have an assignment of rights before providing support enforcement services.
And we have Margaret and Ronell are going to give us the overview for this and our next bill.
Uphill battle in the House here. 60 eyes on the consent calendar.
Yeah, those are the bad ones. Those are ones you have to really look at really closely. Got to be a conspiracy somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members of the committee. My name is Margaret Olney. I'm special counsel to Attorney General John Kroger, here today to testify in support of House Bill 2276. This is a bill that changes the provisions, changes what is required in order for an Oregon citizen to receive child support services through us. It is essentially, it is done to conform to a federal audit that directed us to make sure that in all applicants, all citizens who seek services submit a written application and sign it in order to do so. And so this has just required a change in forms, particularly as it relates to domestic relations cases, to make sure that when they say child support services can be provided through the Division of Child Support or through the Child Support Program, that they also actually sign that in order to perfect their ability to receive our services. This is already, my understanding is that this has already been implemented by the Judicial Department as a policy, and we're just conforming the statutes to reflect that.
Chair Przanski, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Ron L. Schenkel, also with the Attorney General's Office. And Margaret is correct. After the initial audit findings, the Division of Child Support did work with the Judicial Department, and they have already included forms and all of their standard family law dissolutions and child support orders to ensure that we have a signature that qualifies as an application for child support services, should that be the route that they want to go. I'll point out that there was one other minor provision in this bill as well, because this bill is one that we looked at relating to any federal law requirement cleanup pieces.
Excuse me, we have to take a moment here. I understand Senator Wissett was supposed to be out of the building today, but apparently he's not gone yet for Ways and Means.
No, we won't go until this afternoon. We have to be in Bend at 5:30 or 6 or something.
My staff had you out today and tomorrow. So I stand corrected. I'm glad that we have more of our colleagues here than anticipated.
Thank you. Welcome. We are on House Bill 2276, Senator Wittsitt. And so the application provision is in Section 1 and 2, but I did also want to highlight there's a very small change in Section 3. If you go to page 3 of your bill and look down on line 14, it seems minor, but it's another one of those things that's important to our federal government for our statutory compliance. Basically, this section of the law speaks to our confidentiality and the information that we are allowed as practitioners to provide to parties, regardless of whether or not they're represented by an attorney. Basically, you can call and get your payment status, your accounting information, without having to route through your attorney like you would when having dialogue with us on other matters. And on line 14, you'll see that when we speak to source of collection, it's only to the extent allowed by federal law. There are certain provisions related to our Internal Revenue Service collections that we cannot release to the parties, so that's why we are clarifying that. And we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions, colleagues?
Thank you very much. Was there anyone else who, just say where y'all are at, anyone else who want to give testimony today on House Bill 2276? Not seeing, we'll close the public hearing on 2276. We'll open up our last public hearing on House Bill 2278.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2278 comes to you from the Department of Justice, provides a judgment for child support awards expire after 35 years rather than the current 25 years.
Thank you, Chair Brzozowski, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Margaret Olney, Special Counsel to Attorney General John Kroger, and responsible for oversight of the child support program, which is wholly administered by the Department of Justice. I'm here today to testify in support of House Bill 2278A, and this is a bill that we are asking that you approve to extend the time period for the expiration of judgment from 25 years to 35 years. So that is from the date of entry of the original child support order. Currently, regardless of whether or not there's another child added on subsequently, that judgment expires in 25 years and cannot be renewed. And we are asking that it be extended to 35 years. This is a compromise position that the child support program has worked out with both legal services and with the title companies who had concerns about sort of the burden that might be imposed in terms of searching records. We had originally proposed that it be extended out for 50 years. Many states actually have no expiration of judgment for child support orders, for example, California. But we have agreed to a 35 years as a reasonable compromise that allows us to continue to collect when there are arrears that have, you know, owing even past when a child is, there's no longer a current obligation.
And Chair Prozanski, members of the committee, for the record, Ronnell Schenkel, also with the Attorney General's office. Margaret is correct. We did a lot of discussion in the first chamber with partners on this. You may recall that child support judgments historically had been 10 years with annual renewals, and the Legislative Assembly changed that for us over 10 years ago to this straight type of statute of limitation and expiration of judgment that Margaret just described with no renewals. We did originally have a request from our child support program practitioners to eliminate the statute of limitations. We thought that was a little extreme. In the original bill, we asked for 50 years, and the compromise was 35. Just to give you a few statistics, information provided to us by the child support program shows that currently there are 17 states who have absolutely no statute of limitations on their child support judgments. There are 10 states who have no statute of limitations but do have some special provisions written into the judgments about particular findings. There are 4 states that have less than 10 years, 9 states that do 10 years, 5 states with 20 years, 3 states that have 15, and 2 other states that we weren't clear how their statute runs. So the states really are sort of all over the board, with the majority of them having, 27 of them having no statute of limitations on these types of judgments. So this would increase our ability to collect with the family dynamics today, younger families and children born early on. It will give us a few more years to collect those debts that are due and send them on to the custodial parents.
All right. Senator Wissett.
Thank you, Chair Kuczynski. I wanted to be clear, Ronell, that this retroactively increases the statute of limitations to from 25 to 35 years, but it does not reestablish expired obligations.
Senator Prozanski and Senator Whitsitt, that is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Just to clarify that any judgments that have already expired on our system are not renewed by this legislation. It would only be prospectively applied.
Not retro.
Correct.
Not.
All right.
It is retroactive, but it doesn't reestablish something that has been
already
expired. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How does this 35 years compare to the life of a judgment that's not a child support judgment? I can't remember.
Chair Poznanski and Senator Bonamici, I'm not familiar with all of our various judgment statutes, but my recall from serving on the judgment interim work group for two different rounds was that many of them do have 10 to 15 years, but they have the renewal provision, so they're often renewed. In the private sector especially, that is true.
So is it follow-up, Mr. Chair?
Yep.
This is 35 years without renewal, and then once 35 years is over, there's no renewal.
Chair Poznanski and Senator Bonamici, that's correct.
Thanks.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All right. Is there anyone else who wanted to give testimony today on House Bill 2278? Not seeing anyone, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on House Bill 2278. And colleagues, at this point, we're going to go, unless there's other stuff to be done today, I'm going to conclude the work sessions. I'm planning on not working House bills right now. We have a lot of Senate bills that I want to make certain get moved through this process, and we're not somehow mashing up a lot of the House bills at this point. I will be meeting with the chair on the House side to determine the flow that we'll have, but at this point, also having a member down, I'd prefer not moving into the work sessions that we have scheduled today. So with that, we're going to go ahead and is there anything else we need to do? All right, and tomorrow we're scheduled to be here at 8:30, and Senator Wissett, my understanding you won't be with us.
Be here tomorrow.
All right, and with that, we're adjourned.